How do you interview a music icon who's been doing interviews for decades?
I literally created a PowerPoint presentation of all of the things Dolly has said over the course of her life.
Radiolab's Jad Abumrad on Dolly Parton. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And we're back. It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 10th, starting with the artist known as Poppy and the album I Disagree. Poppy is the artist. The album is I Disagree. This song is called Fill the Crown. Did you keep up with all that, Stephen?
I like that for our first new episode of 2020, we are playing an artist who distills all the music. All of the music laid on top of each other, layer upon layer upon layer, pop and electronic music and metal.
Speed metal or something.
And this kind of, this persona that is artificial intelligence, where she's sort of part human, part computer, part creature of plastic.
She at the 7th annual Streamy Awards back in 2017, she appeared in a glass case, like some sort of weird porcelain doll you'd find in like a creepy toy store or something like that.
There's a lot going on.
So she did an interview. Poppy did an interview with Scott Simon on Weekend Edition Saturday back in 2017, and he reported that her real name is Mariah Pereira. When he asked her about that name, she said, "I don't know who that is. I'm Poppy." And then he said, "Well, you're from Nashville originally, right?" And she said, "I'm from the internet." You know, so I don't know exactly who she is, but she is a real advocate for a genderless, genreless world. I have a hard time holding all of those things in my head at the same time, and so I'm amazed that she can. Poppy is the artist. The new album is called I Disagree. Let's go next to the singer Alexandra Savior.
Let's slow things way down.
Slow things way down here with Alexandra Savior's new album, The Archer.
Yeah.
This is Alexandra Savior. Her new album is called The Archer, and the song we're hearing is called Saving Grace. A singer originally from Portland, Stephen, and this is her second full-length album. Her first one came out in 2017 called Belladonna of Sadness. And this one just has such a nice retro mod feel to it.
Yeah, she's definitely has a sound, and at the same time, within that dreamy, sultry sound, she's able to find different approaches to keep it from sounding samey. Listening to this record, you know, you immediately start conjuring up reference points. The first track on this record reminded me a little bit of Laura Gibson, and then you work into this and you hear a little bit more of like Portishead or Lana Del Rey.
Definitely.
A lot of just artists who work really well with atmosphere. You know, and in terms of subject matter, you know, she's writing an album about recovery and finding silver linings from trauma, you know, from breakups, you know, but she's also able to, you know, to conjure a real sense of place in this music. You know, you use the word mod, you know, there is a little bit of that retro feel to it at the same time.
Her first record came out on Columbia, a major label. It didn't do great. She was dropped. She went through a bad breakup, moved back to Portland, and started going to community college, and it looked like maybe she wasn't going to keep doing music. But only a few weeks into it, she was contacted by 30th Century Records, which is Danger Mouse's label, and they said, hey, we want to put out a record with you. And I am so glad that she didn't wait too long to come back to music. Alexandra Savior is the singer. Her new album is called The Archer. Let's go to the Irish singer-songwriter David Keenan. He has a really remarkable new record called A Beginner's Guide to Bravery.
Handle tree, handle tree. Gifted a book by somebody who loved me, but a man who got even with God. Sat in hyperactive London's cold central station, the city began sleeping like a dog. Then a trumpet one eye placed his hand on my thigh. I said, hold it, pick a window and leave him. Had to forgive me, he sighed. I was a fan in my prime. He must have thought I was somebody else. The lost sons and the unholy ghost. It's the ones that seem destined to get left behind interest me the most.
I love this bit. It is so Stephen Thompson. It is such your sweet spot. David Keenan, A Beginner's Guide to Bravery is the record, and the song is on the Holy Ghosts. He was new to me, and I started doing research, and of course found out that you had put him on the Austin 100, last year?
Always one step ahead.
So tell everyone who David Keenan is and what he's doing on this this new album.
Well, in case it took you more than 2 seconds of this song to figure it out, I was gifted a book. David Keenan is a young Irish singer-songwriter, steeped in kind of literary references, following very much in the trajectory and the tradition of artists like Glenn Hansard and Damien Rice, going back to Van Morrison. David Keenan is, of course, a former busker. You know, he's somebody who's just kind of steeped in the kind of cobblestone streets of Ireland. You know, and he manages to kind of cast these dreamy, conversational, deeply literary spells. You know, you can just tell from the sample of that song that we played exactly where this guy is coming from and what tradition he's in. And yet he has his own voice and his own sound. And I'm really curious to hear where he takes it from here.
Yeah, ran away from home when he was a teenager.
Of course.
He's sort of, I mean, and it was literally like, I'm going to go and find myself. Yep. And he ended up, like you said, he busked a lot.
And that literary seeker type.
Yeah, exactly. David Keenan is the artist. His new record is called A Beginner's Guide to Bravery. Let's do one more before we take a break. This is from the singer known as Georgia, and her new record is called Seeking Thrills.
Right now. I know two hearts never be the same. Right now, I know touching on the party people, touching on the party people.
This is Georgia. Her new album is called Seeking Thrills, and the song we're listening to is called 24 Hours. And here to talk about this one with us is NPR Music's Serena Toros.
Yeah, Georgia Barnes is a 27-year-old London-based session drummer turned one-woman pop act. This is her second full-length release after her 2015 self-titled album, but this is really the one that's getting a lot of momentum. This album mixes a lot of house music and pop music, electronic music. It's kind of genreless, and it's really this anthropological field study of a night out. Georgia used to go out a lot and, you know, maybe get drunk a lot and go dancing. She recently got sober, quit smoking, and tried
went vegan, and
tried to find what it was that she loved about going out so much. And so I think a lot of people maybe experience this who go out at the beginning of their adult, young adulthood and fall in love with the experience, but then, you know, grow up, grow older, want to go to bed at a timely hour and think fondly back to those times and want the music that transports them back to those happy memories without necessarily having to do the whole pregame, night out, late bedtime, start, rinse, repeat. I love this album. I think it's really fun.
I kept thinking of Robin and, you know, like how it felt. You say it's sort of genreless, but it's like dance music, but it goes in some really interesting directions. And like the music of Robin, it felt to me like it was all about the power of the dance floor, you know, like the healing power of movement.
There's been a lot of conversation about the title of her second single, About Work the Dance Floor, which I've heard so many times. I'm like, that makes perfect sense to me.
That's a clunky, like, not sure what that means.
But I think that's exactly what you're talking about, of this idea of kind of letting yourself go into the movement. You know, words, syntax, none of it matters when you're on the dance floor.
Georgia is the artist. Her new album is called Seeking Thrills. Thanks, Serena.
Thanks, Robin.
We still have a handful of other albums that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels historian Nelson Eddy recounts how founder and music lover Jack Daniel created the Silver Cornet Band in Lynchburg to market his whiskey.
Jack also gets the idea to paint his logo on the bass drum, the band's bass drum, and the band will play in Lynchburg to draw people to the square so that they stay and visit the saloons and sample some of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best new albums out on January 10th. We start the second half of our show off with the band Echo Smith and their latest, Lonely Generation.
This is the band Echo Smith. Their new album is called Lonely Generation, and this is the title cut. This is a trio of three siblings, Graham, Noah, and Sydney Sirota. They're from Southern California. Another band that's relatively new to me, but it's been putting out music for more than a decade. At this point, they're like veteran pop singers. They've sold over 1 million records. They've had more than 1 billion streams.
Yep.
But this one sort of felt kind of youthful and innocent to me.
Yeah, I think they have done a really nice job crafting a sound that of this big, bloomy alt-pop anthems.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear in that song that you just played, you know, an attempt to kind of capture these larger themes about where the world today and, you know, the world we're living in. I mean, when you try to straight up define the generation that you're in a song, that's a pretty Herculean effort, that there's some big ambition in that. But I think that there's real insight in the way that they go about that. I mean, this record followed a number of big changes in their lives. You know, they started their own label. Two of the three siblings have gotten married in kind of the run-up to this record. And, you know, so I think they're doing a lot of looking inward at the same time as their music is billowing outward.
Echo Smith is the band. Their new album is called Lonely Generation. Let's go next to the artist known as Craven Faults and the new album Erratics and Unconformities. This is Craven Faults. Erratics and Unconformities is the album, and this is one of the longer cuts on the record, Slack, Slay, and Temple. It's nearly 19 minutes long, so I want to scooch ahead here.
You didn't want to play the single?
No. That one's like 10 minutes long. I want to scooch ahead here and play a bit more from it so you can hear where it's going, the song Slack, Slay, and Temple. So synth, analog synth, ambient, sometimes pulsing music kind of sticks in that mid-tempo range throughout the whole record. I had a hard time finding much out about this band, even from the band's own publicist. It's intentional, not knowing who is behind this music. Right. I only know that he or she or they are from the UK and that this is Craven Faults' debut album.
Yeah, after several EPs, it's very hard to talk about this kind of music without talking about some combination of the natural world and the industrial world.
Yeah.
You used a lot of phrases like tectonic plates and glaciers.
Glacier, for sure, I kept thinking.
But you also picture kind of the churn and chug of the old mill. But at the same time, it adds up, you know, to something that's very hypnotic and engrossing and that you can get your brain lost in a little bit. You can throw out reference points like Tangerine Dream and kind of other artists whose music has that drifting quality to it. I always wind up spending a lot more time on records like this than I think I'm going to because it's very easy to let your brain kind of float in it.
Yeah. There's not a lot of seismic shifts across these tracks, but it takes you to a good place, I think.
Yeah.
Craven Faults, the album is called Erratics and Unconformities. And we still have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, the first New Music Friday of 2020. But there are a few other notable releases that we should mention, starting with the band Apocalyptica. This is a heavy metal cello.
Yep, they've been around a while too.
And their new album is called Cello. It's kind of spelled like Jello,
yes.
C-E-L-L-O. Beach Slang has a new record called The Deadbeat Bang of Heartbreak City, just a loud driving. I kept thinking Bon Jovi when I listened to it, like 80s rock music.
Yeah, they kind of tap into some of that Springsteenian, you know, the windows are rolled down on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right, yeah.
Rock, meat and potatoes, rock and roll sound.
That's a good way to put it. Meat and potatoes rock from Beach Slang. And there's a singer known as Josephine who has a new album called Music is Easy. Josephine is a singer-songwriter from New York. The songs kind of go in lots of different directions, but you hear a lot of the sweet harmonies of the Beach Boys and kind of the jangle pop of the birds in them.
Yeah, there's also a folk kind of super group called Hawktail with members of Crooked Still and the Punch Brothers. You can kind of imagine the kind of rustic sounds.
And very fiddle-heavy music.
Fiddle-heavy, yeah. There's also an album, we didn't get a chance to preview it, before taping, but Selena Gomez, pop star and actor, has an album called Rare that's out today.
All those albums out on January 10th, along with this last one that we want to feature. It's from the band Field Music. It's called Making a New World. David Bowie and Talking Heads made a record with Steely Dan.
That's pretty good.
Making a New World is the album. Field Music is the band. The song we're hearing is called Money is a Memory, a band from England that's been putting out music for about 15 years, and this is sort of a concept record for them.
Yeah, boy, how to sum this one up? Field Music put out a record that we talked about on this show in 2018 called Open Here. The band members described it as, quote, a howl of rage. And yeah. It was about, you know, kind of post-Brexit England and the state of the world as the band saw it. This one kind of uses the past as a prism into which to view the present. It starts out shortly after World War I, and man, the list of what these songs are about heads off in a lot of different directions, but you also hear musically how many different directions this band is coming from. Really inventive group.
19 tracks that are largely chronological. It starts with the end of the war, then looks at like soldiers returning home to a world that they don't recognize. And then like how some of the discoveries and advances made during the war end up being used in the civilian world. Money is a Memory is about, the song we played is about a German field officer preparing war reparations in an office. Of course you're going to write a bouncy little song like that about that sort of thing. But a really ambitious record from them. Lots of interesting hooks and orchestrations throughout this. I thought a really fantastic listen from Field Music.
Yeah, big ideas in bulk.
Yep. Yeah. Field Music is the band, and Making a New World is the album. And that'll do it for our inaugural 2020 New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you'd like to go back and hear full versions of all the songs we featured on this week's New Music Friday, you can see and hear the full list on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple Music or Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And as always, keep up the latest from NPR Music with our weekly newsletter. You can sign up for it at npr.org/music newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.